Now to bring in one of our stable mates, brought to you by Sportsbet's Same Race Multi. Gamble responsibly. The coal miner, Shaunie Onrod. G'day, Shauno.
How are we, boys? What's doing?
Mate, what's Pepe Le Pewing? Well, yesterday when we spoke to you with Fletch, you were very, very bullish about the total points for the round in Magic Round going way over. You still on that page?
Well, I was, Joel, but as you know, you might have sent me a little text message earlier with a screenshot of the weather radar, and it looked a little bit wet and wild up there today, but I quickly hurried to weatherzone.com, my weather app of choice. Little plug there for the boys at WeatherZone. and it looks to be track dry, weather good for the rest of the weekend. So I'm still on the overs bus, 353.5. I think it's going to be plenty of points up there during Magic Round. It all kicks off tomorrow night, and I think those two games are very, very suitable to get around the under. So I think by about 10 o'clock tomorrow night, you might just be sitting very pretty on that over 353.5.
Now, game number 9, if you want to call it that, which effectively starts Magic Round, according to Spud anyway. He says this is officially kicking off Magic Round. What is it, Spud?
Magic Round.
Yeah, what's kicking off the Magic Round tonight?
Sorry, mate. You got to be a dummy. No,
I tried to segue into you beautifully, and you just ran over me like I'm chief.
Right, so I'm going another way there, Sean. I'm going to go New South Wales Cup. Okay, see how good you are with your fingers.
Yeah.
Bears versus the Magpies. I'm actually calling the game up there. It's a top four challenge. Mate, what's the odds at the moment? But also, I want to see what... Do we bet on Zach Sini to score the first try? Ooh. He got punted. I gave him a blue wind up him to get him into first grade. He had one great game. Now he's back playing Reggie's. Yeah. What's he paying first try?
Just make a number. That little short ball from Joel Kane. That was awful.
There, hospital pass.
Yeah. Well, I was shattered because obviously Magic Round. There's no Thursday night game, but someone reminded me on Twitter that there's a cracking game. Of Reggie's on tonight out there at North Sydney Oval. The Bears, as you said, taking on the Magpies. And it is a top four challenge, third v second. But don't forget, the Bears may have had someone called Sam Walker and also Joseph Suwali running around in the early rounds of this season. So they've got a few wins on the board early. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to bet on first try scorers, unfortunately, Spuds. We've only got the head-to-head line and margin up, but I'd suggest if young Zachary did have a price, he'd be fairly short, because I do think they're really, really good things tonight, the Magpies. They're 8.5-point favourites at the moment, but there's been a little bit of money for them early. We put up 6.5 early doors, and the punters said we've got that one wrong. But the Bears, they got beat 39-0 last week. So they're not going too good, so I expect a big Magpies win tonight. Live on Fox Sports as well, so make sure you get around it.
Rightio, let's properly launch into Magic Round. We'll keep this one nice and simple. How are you seeing this one, Shauno?
Yeah, well, apart from the overs, I think there's a few vulnerable favourites this week, Sean. Man, you spoke about it earlier in the week, but I suppose the big thing, or the big news out of today, was no Ponga for Newcastle. Funny enough, that line has only moved 3.5 points, so it suggests one of two things. One, that line wasn't big enough to begin with, or Kalyn Ponga is only worth 3.5 points, which I think he's worth much more than that. I think West probably deserve to be favourites now, if truth be told. You spoke to Kevy, the Broncos, they've got Manly tomorrow night. They're out the gate as well. They're +8 out to +9.5, and there's been a big truckload of money for Manly early. And speaking of the Broncos, they've obviously got their man, Adam Reynolds, so we've got up their 2022 premiership price. Ooh. Boys. Now, I want you to tell me, are you buying or are you selling this price? $17, they've got their man, Adam Reynolds. $17 looks a little bit skinny to me. I know he's a very good footballer, but he's no miracle worker. $17, what do you think? Are you backing or are you selling?
What if, is it possible Josh Hodgson factored into the price?
Maybe. The boys might be having a little each-way bet there, just keeping it very safe. Because you tend to see when there's one big signing, there tends to be a few others that follow. So we might be keeping something in our back pocket there.
Yeah. What about the NFL? The NFL coming up as well. I love the NFL, Shaunie.
Yeah, I know. You're a sicko for it. I think you might. Well, you had Kansas going for big collect last year, and they just got done at the final post. But the full fixture's out. We've got 40 games up on site, so just forget about round one. We've got 40 games up there already. The Super Bowl market, obviously, it's the repeat of last year is expected, with Kansas their favourite, $6. The Bucks next in line at $7.50. We've got the MVP up as well, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas quarterback, he's $6 as well. But we've got every other futures market you can think of. If it's not there, it's not worth betting on it. We've got the Rookie of the Year, season wins over under, you name it, we've got it. So go and jump on the app and check it out.
What about up there, Gazali, mate? They've got blokes with the tight shorts and the ones. And they start doing a few more push-ups when you were in singles, eh?
They do need to work on the guns, don't they, Spud? When if you're going to get your arms out, you want to have big, nice guns on show. We've got St Kilda taking on Geelong tomorrow night. They're 16.5-point favourites, Geelong. They're airborne. They really made a mess of Richmond last week. And then on Saturday, the Swannies, they're taking on Collingwood. Collingwood's probably the Broncos of the AFL, a big powerhouse team, but they're going awful at the moment. A lot of chat around. They might even be looking to sack their coach. Swannies are $1.28 to get the job done. If they do make a job at Collingwood, we just might see Collingwood with a new coach next week.
Well, Shawnee, listen now. You come on yesterday in the Oracle of Belfast. You provided a tip. Now, is this a bit of a magic round little setup? Because look here, look here, look here, and all of a sudden the horse turns up somewhere else. Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Now, I went back to the Oracle just to double check. He's not as confident as what he was when it was raining around. I think it was supposed to run at Wine earlier today. Yeah, I know you are. You're very bullish. I think what price is it now? I think we might be getting, it was $2.10 when it was first. I think we're getting maybe $2.70 or maybe $3.
Yeah, closer to $3. But I'm just going with the connections here. They're going to a bigger prize pool, bigger field. Mm. Clearly, they think they can win it first up. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Yeah, you generally read into that. I can tell you there has been a little speckling of very, very smart money on it. So read into that what you will. But they're going around at Pakenham tonight as well. So I've gone to the trading floor, not the Oracle of Belfast. One of the other boys down there. He's put up there. It's very, very short. This is an anchor for your multis. Maybe even chucking in with the Magpies tonight. Race 2, number 5, Distant Lover. One for Fletcher's Love Lounge. It's $1.45. That's going off not too far away now from jumping that race, 6 p.m., $1.45. Get that in your multis for the weekend. If you chuck them with the Magpies, you're getting about even money. Nice sort of Thursday night double there.
If you do not mind, well played, Shawnee. I appreciate that. Always loving a WBW. Well, mate, we appreciate that, and may it rain the overs. We're going to chat tomorrow probably, are we? Or you got the day off?
I think I might have the day off, mate. So maybe a few beers watching the New South Wales Cup tonight.
Half your luck. God bless you. There he is, the great man, Shawnee Ormerod. By the way, who's your tip in that one, Spud?
I think the West.
Do
Magpies,
you?
Yeah. I'm going to go and have a word to a couple of players.
Yeah, ramp them up.
Ramp them up.
I did notice, by the way, that you have been ramping Sean Kepi up. And guess what? He made the Bloke in a Bar Team of the Week. So he spoke to Denon earlier in the week. And Sean Kepi, early in today, I should have said. Heads up, punter. Sky Racing is now available on Sportsbet. Watch racing live on the app or website. See sportsbet.com.au for details. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly.